Now, Australia's threatened habitats are waiting at least 6 years to be listed under national environment laws, putting them at pretty major risk of extinction and even further destruction. It's an issue that's been the topic of a Senate inquiry looking into the, quote, extreme time lags between a habitat or species being identified as threatened to then actually being officially recognised under the Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act. Here to tell us a little bit more, we have Evan Quatermain. He's the head of programs at Humane Society International. Evan, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
No worries. Thanks very much for having me.
So this gap of 6 years between somewhere being identified as a threatened place to actually being recognised, why is it taking so long?
One of the reasons is that, you know, thorough assessments do take time. So it's always expected that this sort of thing is 2 years, 3 years is sort of a reasonable time frame for the expert scientists to really get to the bottom of a threat status, because we want to make sure that we're protecting the right places. But lately we've seen that there have been opportunities for political delays to extend that process out, and also successive government cuts to the Environment Department have meant that the section that actually assesses these communities and threatened habitats is so diminished that they can only get through a lot less of the work than they usually could.
So on the ground level, what impacts does this actually have for these threatened habitats?
It means that the intervening years where they could have protection if we were funding the department properly and making these decisions on time, the protection and restoration efforts that would unlock are going begging for years on end. So recently we had Environment Ministers Josh Frydenberg and Melissa Price repeatedly delay the listing of some critically endangered Tasmanian woodlands as well as a few other habitats. And that pushed things back 2 years from them getting protection before the new Environment Minister, Minister Lee, thankfully made the decision. So it's just this extra time means that the extreme threats that are causing these things, these places to be critically endangered, are ongoing, and recovery opportunities are being missed out on.
I know on top of this Senate committee, they also examined the Australia's really high rate of fauna extinction. Is this linked?
Most definitely it's linked. I mean, the faunal extinction crisis that we find ourselves in is a huge situation. So this is definitely not the only driver of that, but we need to be able to understand what the most threatened places and most threatened animals are around the country and act accordingly to protect them. So there's issues with how long it's taking to recognise that protection and actually get action going, but there's also issues with what that protection in effect means. So even when a threatened habitat is listed as critically endangered, the losses continue, because there are some sort of generous rules around the law that allow cumulative impacts not to be properly assessed, which means that we get 10 hectares cleared here, 10 hectares cleared there. That very quickly adds up, and there's our law can't really stop that ongoing decline.
And so where do we go from here? Is this a matter of maybe overhauling the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act, or is there something else that needs to be done?
Well, that's something that we're advocating for at Humane Society International and as part of the Places You Love Alliance of peak environmental groups around Australia. But there are also some tweaks that could be made to the current Act that really can improve a lot of these most major problems. So it's well within the government's capabilities at the moment to increase the funding to get these things properly listed, and then to actually enforce illegal clearing and make sure that people understand their obligations under the Act. So there's a number of small tweaks that can really go a long way, but what has become obvious over the last 20 years or so is that while our current environment law can be strong, there's also a lot of room for it being undermined by ministerial discretion and lobby groups having quite a lot of influence throughout various processes. So we are advocating for a new Environment Act, which removes any of the guesswork, I suppose, and allows independent experts to make decisions on development approvals and what places can and can't be touched.
Well, Evan, we really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for chatting to us.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.
That was Evan Quatermain. He's the head of programs at the Humane Society International, speaking to us about the 6 year gap that we currently have in Australia at the moment between an area being identified as threatened to actually being officially recognised.